Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Jamie's Journal. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 28th, 2015. Excuse me, I'm feeling a little off today. A little dizziness, but I'm here this morning. We are going to talk about We have been talking about activating all this month of April. And if you have not been listening to activating your April, I advise you to go back and listen to the recording. Excuse me, I'm a little off today. Again, I don't know, I'm just feeling a little dizzy. But the sun is out, the sun is bright, the sun is shining, and I'm ready to activate a little bit today. Feeling a little under weather, I don't know why, but you want to go back and listen to the archives if you have not listened to them. We've been talking about a lot of different topics on activation, and I believe it'll be of some value for you this morning, but I want to get you to understand that sometimes you got to activate yourself even though you don't feel like being activated. you know what I mean. You know, some days you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on with my body? What's going on? Sometimes you got to activate even though you don't feel your best. And, you know, I'm having one of those days. I don't know what's going on. Excuse me. I'm not going to take that call. Sorry for that beep. But good morning. Good morning. Let me start over. Let me go and see if Dr. Arlene Finn is in the queue. I'm getting buzzed in from everywhere. Excuse me. Good morning, Dr. Ellen Spann. Are you there? Are you stable? Are you in your office, or how are you doing this morning?
I am just great. I am mobile this morning. I'm in my car. I'm driving. I was listening to you. I'm looking at the sun. A little bit of wind, but we have a great sun out here. I am just so grateful that the Lord activated my heart this morning, activated my mind, so that I am here on Jamie's Journal, ready to impart and activate someone else's life through inspiration, hopefully.
keep talking. Give you.
Now, like you, someone is beeping me this morning. But I'm focused, I'm laser focused, because I'm activating the ability to be able to be alive and well this morning so that we can talk about just how we're going to activate our lives, the things that we're going to do daily to be sure that we are as. And remember, activate, the root of that is active, to be sure that we're active in our lives, that we show up for our own self, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. So back to you, Jamie. I'm just ready to activate the topic at hand.
Oh, good. At least you are. Somebody keeps on beeping. If you hear me go off, keep on talking. you know, I'm over here. You know, the sun's out over here as well. We are talking about activation. I'm excited that I'm here. You know, I'm feeling a little dizzy at the moment. I've been pushing my way through all morning long trying to see what's going on. But we are talking about activating. So this morning we are going to talk about belief. Belief. If I click over or something happens, or if you hear a beep, Arlene, just keep on talking. So,
all right.
You know, I don't know. It's some. You know how you have a show, you have something going on, and then people just keep on calling you. I don't know. Today is one of the moments where even though you don't feel well, is like people just want to just keep on, you know. But anyway, we are going to get into our topic of the morning. It is called belief. Belief. Now, I wanted to start out by reading a quote or two. Hopefully it'll come up for me, because I know about belief. I know a lot about belief. And I believe I talked about belief before, so I'm getting a little slow. I'm going a little slow for a reason. As we talk about belief, a lot of people know about belief, but a lot of people know about, like me and Arlene, we know about the Bible belief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's great to know. But like I was listening to my other call, and he was talking about belief in others. You know, sometimes you don't know who to believe in and who not to believe in. But right now, today, I not only believed in myself to get onto this call, but I believed in Arlene to show up because, you know, I told her the schedule. I told her what was going on. And we collaborated and got on here together. So it would be wrong of me to get on here and say, I don't believe for Arlene, you know. And that's not how it's supposed to go. We as business owners, if a person in your life is showing up 24/7, 7 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever you're doing, and a partner's showing up, you're supposed to say, okay, well, what can I do to lend a helping hand? So today, you know, as long as we're on this show, we're supposed to believe in not only each other, but the people that are listening to us on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, we're supposed to believe in each other, not in everybody. You know, you're not supposed to believe in every stranger, but the people that, like I said, the people that are showing up, the people that are giving you value, the people that are closest to you, the people that are businessy, not the people that, you know, one day they show up and the next day they don't. You know, you want to believe in people that are loyal to you. If you don't believe in that, then, you know, where will you be tomorrow? Where will you be next year? You know, if I tell Arlene, we're going to take off for a couple months. She's not going to show up. She's going to say, oh, okay. You know, it's just how it is. So it's not that I don't believe, you know, anymore. It's just that sometimes we're in this show for this summer. We're going to take off, you know, a couple of months, you know, to get ourselves together, to get us through the summer months and the things that's going on. So, you know, I just wanted to put it out there that belief has a bunch of different characteristics and different beliefs, you know. It's like Steve Harvey, you know, as I get up every day and I look at his picture, people believe that he's supposed to be on his show. You know, even if he's coughing, sneezing, you know, he will believe that he's supposed to be on the show. You know, he may call out because of his daughter or his son or whatever, but for the most part, he always has a part of belief in him that he's supposed to do a job. He's the CEO of his company, and if he doesn't show up, then no one else is going to show up. Everyone actually goes by a leader. You know, if I said to Arlene, well, you know, today, Arlene, I'm just not feeling well. I'm dizzy. I'm tired. I'm just going to stay in bed. She's like, okay, but, you know, you got a show to do. I know Arlene probably said, okay, well, you know, I understand. But really, in actuality, regardless of how you feel, you're really supposed to do your job. You know, because I didn't do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I said, okay, let's do Tuesday through Thursday. So, you know, it matters where your belief is coming from. Is your belief coming from just a day-to-day thing, or is it becoming a long belief of opportunity where you can say, well, if I do this, then I know other people will show up for that. I don't care how much I'm coughing, sneezing, you know, dizzy, tired, whatever I am, I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be, you know, talking, doing something, laughing, you know, doing something, telling you the weather. But it's all in how you believe in your neighbor, your friend, your relative, or the people that get up every day and have to be on TV. They have to be on TV. They don't say, I don't feel like it today. No, they do it anyway. They do it anyway, you know, no matter if they're excited or not, you know. Not to say, you know, they're working for a paycheck, but like Robert Kiyosaki said, he's not working for a paycheck. You'll get that later. You got to look him up. YouTube him and look at Robert Kiyosaki, the guy that did Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I was just looking at him, and I mean, I'm going to send you the video I was looking at. It was really awesome. But one of the things that he said is he's not working for a paycheck. And most of us are working for a paycheck and have to have a certain amount of belief. But, you know, that's Robert Kiyosaki. He said he's tired of working for paychecks. But we're going to get into that on Thursday, so I'm not going to go too far into that. We are going to talk about belief. We are going to talk about belief as my green tea is going through my body. Hopefully I'll get a little better. But the quote I wanted to bring out today is, I did have it, but it switched. We have always held to the hope. We have always held to the hope, the belief, the conviction that there is a better life, a better world beyond the horizon. Let me read that again. We have always held to the hope, the belief, the conviction that there is a better life, a better world beyond the horizon. So, Arlene, what do you think about belief today?
Thinking about the word you just said, a hope, okay, a hope of a new horizon. You know, there's a scripture that says, now faith is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now we have faith and the evidence of things not seen. So when we have a belief in something, God is showing us that when we're hoping for something and we haven't seen it come into fruition yet, that's showing our belief. Our belief is that I don't see it yet, but I'm hoping that it's going to be coming into fruition, but I'm trusting God that he's going to manifest it and make it happen. So when we talk about belief, and especially when you're talking about it from a spiritual standpoint, you're talking about the fact that you believe that you serve someone, our God, who is able to produce things out of nothing, just like he did when he created the world. He took everything and he put it in its place. So we have to have that belief. No one comes out in the morning and say, I wonder if the sun is going to remain in the sky. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. The sun's going to fall on me today. I'm scared. I don't know. You know, you have a belief and you trust that that sun that's sitting there is going to stay where it normally sits, up in the sky. So we have to understand that no matter what, we believe things even when we don't realize we do, and we have trust in. When you sit in a chair, many of you do not examine it to make sure that all four legs are going to hold you up. But you have faith in that chair. You believe that those who manufactured it did a well enough job that when you sit in it, you're going to be able to use it for its purpose of making you relax and everything. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Just believe and trust God's word is what I would say as response to what you said.
You cut off. Hebrews 11:1, right? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the scripture I always use, hope.
Mm-hmm.
And It is interesting because we a lot of times we, like you said, spiritually we have a belief, but then when we talk about activation, sometimes we have to re-believe not only spiritually but in the businesses that we have. You know, because that's a big part of us. Spiritually, yes. Yes, we do have to believe in certain things spiritually, like God, like the universe. Like as we walk out the door, we don't believe that the ground's just going to go lower than usual, like an earthquake. And we don't, you know, it's like stepping out and onto the carpet, or like if you step out your door, we don't believe that the ground like is going to move, you know, because we step on it. You know, we gotta have a certain belief that as soon as we take a step, that is going to be stable. So our belief sometimes has to go farther than just you know, spiritually, you know. And I had to think about that for the last couple of years. I had to think about that. Spiritually is the first part, but then as you get into business, as you get into your partner relationship, you know, there's different beliefs. You know, there's different beliefs. Like I was saying, you know, I have to believe in Arlene that she's going to show up. I have to believe that, you know, that my business is going to be there tomorrow. You know, I can't say, oh, well, you know, I it's not going to be open tomorrow around this time. But there's you know, sometimes people believe in other things. And besides just God, you know, God is the big whole selection. But, you know, in these little areas and business, you know, do you believe that your business will go further than just like the end of this year? You know, do you believe that your business will thrive and keep on moving, you know? And that's the other thing. If you don't believe in people, then you just don't believe that anything can happen. But your belief has to start somewhere. So the starting point is spiritually. After you get saved, after you believe in God, your starting point is spiritually God, spiritually. But then as you get into these little locations and these little areas and these little businesses and the churches, and, you know, your belief has to go beyond just God. So it has to go into relationship, business, especially your family. You know, when you get up in the morning, do you believe in your partner? Do you believe in your son and your daughter? Where is your belief coming from? Than just the hope. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, we all say we have hope. But what if your business is not thriving tomorrow? What are you going to do about it? Your hope has to go in and out of the thing in order for you to bring it out to the other side. It's like a puzzle. Sometimes your life is like a puzzle, and you got to start from somewhere and you got to finish somewhere. If you don't start from somewhere, you're not going to finish somewhere. So I'm just making you rethink your activation and belief. That's all. Where are you putting your belief in? You know, because I know from myself, and let me tell you this before we go, that my belief had to shift when I started in business. my belief had to shift. My belief had to shift in business. My belief had to shift in my family. My belief had to shift in some things. And I didn't realize it until now I'm talking about it, you know. A lot of times you don't realize that you can be a business owner until you do it. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is where do you think your belief is coming from? You know, and it's not from feeling. It's not from your emotions. It's from, okay, I have this business. I have this thing. I have this foundation. I have this structure. I have it, and I got to start from somewhere. And that's what I did. I had to start from somewhere. It's like Les Brown. Les Brown had to start from somewhere. Steve Harvey had to start from somewhere. Every preacher, teacher, writer had to start from somewhere to activate their belief and their strive to say, okay, I'm going to go beyond, you know, from just spiritually, oh, yes, I believe, mm-hmm, yes, that's great. But what are you doing to activate it? What are you doing to walk it out? What are you doing on a daily, day-to-day basis? Are you just saying, I believe, or are you going out and you're walking out an everyday routine? That's a different thought, isn't it, Eileen?
It is. You know, what are you doing as far as belief is concerned to help manifest your destiny? Because you are sent here. You have a destiny, a divine appointment. So what are you going to do to claim that? If you have to list two or three things about what you believe that's going to propel you to activate the destiny that you're set here for, what would those things be? What is it that you believe in? Are you going to trust God and believe what he's saying? And like Jamie said, are you going to trust your partners and follow suit with them? Or just what do you believe? Who do you believe? How do you believe? You know, those are things that you want to think about as you begin to activate things in your life. You know, do you believe that you're loved? Do you believe that you can live a life that's happy? Do you believe you can walk in freedom in your business? What is it that you believe? Do you believe that you can achieve and accomplish the things that you are placed here to do? Just what do you believe? Do you believe that you can get the grant, that you can get to the next level in your business? Those are just some things to think about, as even though we speak from the spiritual and we spoke about that, but in your real everyday life, do you believe that that light bill is going to be paid? Just what do you believe? Think about that. Activate those in your life today about what you believe. Back to you, James.
Awesome, awesome. Geez, and we're almost out of time already. I like this word belief because it puts you really in a thought process. Okay, how far can I go with belief? Your starting point, again, is spiritually, if you're saved, you know, because your spirituality has to start from somewhere in belief. But as you take it from day to day, we activate our lives 24/7. So how far are you taking it? That's the question I want you to realize as you journal today. You know, how far are you taking your belief? You know, we say, oh, yeah, did she do this and she did that? But how far are you taking that relationship? You know, I called a couple people over the weekend, and, you know, they said they're busy. I said, well, you think I'm not busy? You know, how far are you going to go with belief? You know, people just think a lot of times just sitting around, you know, looking out the window, and you're not, you know. You have a certain atmosphere you want to bring. You have a certain brand you want to bring through your business and your life, and you don't have time to sit here and twiddle your thumbs and say, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to just sit here and watch TV. You don't have that time. So, Dr. Eileen Spann, how can we understand more about this belief and get your book?
Your book is out, and I believe you're writing another book as well, right?
That is correct. I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay, yes. That's
yes.
Arlene Spann's weight loss program. You can get that on Amazon.com or by sending me an email at arlenesweats@gmail.com. And I do have another book that is expected to come out this year. Just waiting for that one, going to finalize some things on next month with it, and looking forward to that coming out this year. But if I could just leave a quote, this quote would be something from Henry Ford. It says this: if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you are right. So whatever you're believing in today, if you think you can accomplish those things, you're right. And if you think you can't, you're still right. But why not think you can? Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. Les Brown started memorizing quotes too. So I do. I have to get better at memorizing quotes and things like that. But that's awesome. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. But, you know, you are right. But still, we got to talk about that can't. We got to talk about that can't. So we can talk more about that can if you want to. And you can reach me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com because I talked about, I wrote a book about releasing the can't. Releasing the can't. I believe I still have it in my arsenal. I believe I still have it, but I wrote this book on releasing the can't. A while ago, and I think it's still a great read, and I just can't wait. May is coming up real quick, and this Mompreneurs conference is coming, and I am excited about what we're going to bring. There will be some information and a couple updates over the next couple of days, but I want to thank you for joining me for Jamie's Journal. And have an awesome, awesome Tuesday. And get out there and activate your belief today on Jamie's Journal. God bless you.